Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yes. What exactly is your company?
We're a third-party call center. We represent for more than one company.
Okay, yeah, because I got fraudulent charges from you guys, and I just wondered what the heck you guys were.
We're a call center. I can try to assist with the charge with your zip code and first and last name.
Well, I've already got it taken care of through my credit card, so I just wondered what you were, you know.
A third-party call center.
Party call centers. I don't know what that means.
Not a party call center. We are a third-party call center. We represent for several companies. We're a third-party.
All right, so what number would I give you? A reference number?
That's not what I said. I asked for your zip code and first and last name.
Okay. 6018 Lisa Oltman. Oltman.
60148?
No, 60178.
60178?
Uh-huh.
And what was your last name?
Oltman, O-L-T-M-A-N, Oltman.
And that was O as in Oscar, L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy?
Yes.
Yes, and so with that zip code and that last name, I have an account for Mark Oltman. Could it be under Mark?
It could. What?
Could you verify the mailing address for Mark?
1207 Hathaway Drive, Sycamore, Illinois.
Yes, and you said you have already put in a claim for fraud with your bank, so you've already disputed the charge?
Well, I just did it now with my credit card company. But does that tell you what it was?
Give me one moment, and I can try to pull it up.
Okay, thank you.
So it looks like there was a contest that was entered for Mark Oltman for an iPad. To be in that contest, you have to be enrolled in our subscription, or that would have been a $125 credit voucher that was emailed to oats1974@hotmail.com.
For an iPad? Is that what you said?
That's correct. It was a contest that was entered for one. It was also done with the phone number of 815-762-5940.
40.
And that was all done by Mark Oltman.
Well, Mark is my husband, but I know he did it for an iPad. It wasn't a phone.
Yeah, ma'am. That was a contest that was entered for an iPad.
Contest. But why was it? So the charge is for the subscription?
That is correct. The subscription where the winners are picked for that iPad. Like I said, that would have been a $125 credit voucher that was emailed to the Oats1974 email.
No, he didn't get no iPad, so.
There was a contest for one. He would have to win the iPad. We can go ahead and cancel this account for any future billings, but since the charge has already been disputed, you would have to call back with your bank before we can issue any kind of refund. Would you like a cancellation number?
Well, they're not going to make me pay this. They're going to take care of it.
Yes, all that information does match up to Mark Oltman with that email address as well as that phone number. And once your bank does a dispute, they do verify that information, and they'll issue a chargeback on that account. So if you would like to avoid a chargeback happening to your account, you can call back with your bank, and we can issue a refund. But it does match up to Mark Oltman.
Okay, so I call them and tell them
you would just have to issue a call. You would have to issue a conference call.
A what kind of call?
A conference call, like a three-way call. You would just have to have your bank on the line, and we can issue a refund for the charge.
Oh, God. But I don't know how to do that.
Or you can just have them call us directly. But that would have to be done before the dispute is fully processed, because the chargeback would happen on the account.
Great. How would I do the three-way call? I mean, I was on hold for a while with them. So if I call them, they can call you? They won't do that probably, though, right?
Sometimes they will.
All right, I'll call them and see what they say.
Yes, and would you like a cancellation number?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let me get a pen.
Just let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Hey, quiet. Okay, go ahead.
So that's going to start with C, as in Charlie, 26, 10, 23, 77, 9.
That's it?
That's correct, that's all.
Okay, C, 261-023-779.
That's correct.
So if I give them that, then they don't have to take care of it? Is that what you're saying?
That cancellation number is just for your personal records. Just for you to say the account was canceled.
Okay. All right, I'll call them and see what they can do.
Yes, and thanks for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thanks, you too.